in school.
Or for the town as a whole?
Yes, a shelf in our room, each room that I was in, mm-hmm. in the school, mm-hmm. had its own individual bookshelves, they called it. And then we had the books relative to that grade. Mm-hmm. But when I got up in the sixth grade, we had homerooms, mm-hmm. and they had a regular library for all mm-hmm. of us. And boy, did I have to go to town reading. I read so much stuff.
What about the public? Did they have a public library?
I don't know when the public library came into it. It's been here a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long. We're supposed to get this new library, and when they do, it's going to be marvelous. But I never did check books out of the public library because, see, I never got the ninth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we did have books in the school, but mm-hmm. the ones you could leave them in your room and then take them back another day or two and take uh-huh. them to the other room, to the homeroom. But the homeroom, I mean, you had books. Miss Quellmire's mother. In the sixth grade, she had her own books that she wanted us to read of her own,
mm-hmm.
and we could take them home, and she'd sign them out to us, and then we could bring them back. Mm-hmm. I read all the Zane Grey books and all the Marvelous Hero books, all the animal books and horse books and stuff.
Well,
Little Women and all of Miss Manivers, all those. Well, that's all there was.
Yeah.
We had a Victrola in our room though in the sixth grade.
Oh, you did?
We had a beautiful Victrola that was given to our room. Mm-hmm. I don't know how come I was with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I ever heard Melody in F. It was so beautiful mm-hmm. on the record mm-hmm. player. It was a Victor with the dog sitting up there with a horn. Mm-hmm. It was real pretty. Mm-hmm. It's a mahogany one, old tiny now, but it was beautiful in those days.
In reference to church, if two people became members, you'd say they
joined a church.
And in church, you pray to.
Well, in the First Baptist Church, you pray to the Heavenly Father. We don't, of course. In Catholic Church, you pray to Mary. And are you a Catholic?
No, I'm a Methodist.
But that's all right. It's all right. I'm not worried about it. I just wondered if you knew the difference and what. Well, what do you do in the Methodist Church?
We just pray to God.
That's right.
And then you say that the preacher preaches a
sermon. Sometimes they're just sermonettes, but
sermonettes.
He preaches the word.
Most of the churches around here have music.
I think so. We had a Christian church for a long time. Did they finally get music in the mm-hmm. Christian church?
I think the Church of Christ is the only one mm-hmm. that does.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is. And, yes, music would be a big item.
Would be a big item. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but the enemy and opposite of God would be called the
Satan or the devil.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that people think that they see at night in graveyards that frightens them?
Ghost.
And if there's a house that they think ghosts live in,
it's haunted. My goodness, a 10-year-old could answer those questions.
No, you'd be surprised.
Sure enough.
Yes,
Well, Andrew would know that. Of course, he reads a lot.
Now, in the way back, when you met someone on Christmas, how did you greet them?
Well, if it was kin folks, I'd say, come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see you. Or if I wasn't glad, I'd say, come in anyhow. But if I met some of my friends going in the church door, I'd say, hello, how are you? At Christmas time, I started very early sending a few Christmas cards. I used to get Christmas cards from my kin people, and I had access to Christmas cards. My auntie had a store, and she'd always let me have all I wanted of them.
Would people say Merry Christmas?
They would say Merry Christmas, and usually added in Happy New Year. They connected the two.
Oh, they're connected, too.
But,
did they ever use the term Christmas gift to... You know, when they would say...
Yes, if they come in on Christmas Eve to see you say, Christmas gift, just like that. I've had people, when they talk on telephone, say several years ago and on up through 2 or 3 years ago, someone I knew, like Ms. Zachary, somebody, she said, Christmas gift, say I want to tell you something. Didn't give me time to answer,
mm-hmm.
which I wouldn't have had to, I'd have had to send Christmas gift along. Then if someone knocked on your door,